الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى. Firstly, we make shukr to Allah tabarak wa ta'ala that our masjids are open and we can again once more commence with the dars of Quran Sharif. May Allah ta'ala accept it, and may Allah ta'ala give us the tawfiq to carry on till our mort. We know our present problems that we have, the virus, etc. The real and only solution is, it is from Allah, and we have to return to Allah. All what Allah's commandments are, the more we return to it and we come on that pattern which Allah wants us to, that is the solution to all these problems. May Allah give us the proper understanding, and may Allah Ta'ala let us return to our deen properly and completely, and in that Allah Ta'ala will solve all our problems of this dunya also and of akhirat also. With regard to this ayat, أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم قلنا اهبطوا منها جميعا فإما يأتينكم مني هدى فمن تبع هدايا فلا خوف عليهم ولا هم يحزنون والذين كفروا وكذبوا بآياتنا أولئك أصحاب النار هم فيها خالدون. علماء have written very important lessons that are learned from here. The first lesson the ulama have written, that in this ayat Allah Ta'ala makes it clear that Allah Ta'ala is the one who created Adam alayhi salatu wassalam, and the whole progeny of mankind is from Adam alayhi salam, his wife Hawa alayhi salatu wassalam. And from here we understand that this is not, we are not from any monkeys or anything, no story about Darwin's theory of evolution or anything. Every Muslim must have that conviction. Little bit thought about Darwin's theory of evolution will negate our iman. Allah has clearly stated that He had created Adam alayhi salatu wasalam, and Allah spoke to Adam alayhi salam directly, and Adam uskun anta wa zawjuka fil jannah. Allah spoke directly to Adam alayhi salatu wasalam. Adam alayhi salatu wasalam is the first of mankind. He is the first Rasul and Nabi of Allah Ta'ala. And our Nabi, Hazrat Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasalam, is the last and the final Nabi. And our success of deen lies that we follow in the pattern and lifestyle in all our aspects of life, our ibadat, etc., everything according to the pattern of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. So that is the first important point that we should understand, that we are all the children of Adam alayhi salatu wasalam, and that full conviction must be in our heart. The other point the ulama have written from this ayat is that Allah Ta'ala, His wisdom, His knowledge is so superior that all the world's people together cannot reach one bit of the knowledge and the wisdom of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. Hazrat Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam was given the most knowledge, but that knowledge also compared to Allah's knowledge is unlimited, is far, far more superior. And we as human beings, one individual compared to about 7-8 billion people of the world, what is my knowledge? What is my brains? What is my intellect? Absolutely nothing. And from the Adam alayhi salam, all the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam, all these people, what am I? So we have to understand, I am nothing whatsoever. And Allah Ta'ala is most superior, and everything is in the hands of Allah Ta'ala. When Adam, and this lesson we get here, that when Allah Ta'ala was going to create Adam alayhi salatu wasalam, Allah presented it to the Malaika. The Malaika, at first they said, we are here, نَحْنُ نُسَبِّحُ بِحَمْدِكَ وَنُقَدِّسُ لَكَ, that we praise you, we make your ibadat fully all the time. So in other words, there was an impression that we are fit for the state of Khilafat, of becoming the Khalifa on the earth, not Adam alayhi salatu wasalam. But when Allah Ta'ala says, إِنِّي أَعْلَمُ مَا لَا تَعْلَمُونَ, I know that which you do not know. The malaika understood it, and immediately they said, Subhanaka la ilma lana illa ma 'allamtana. We have got no knowledge. So that should be our condition also, that we have to admit that I know nothing. Today everyone is a great, great professor and a great, great scholar, and everyone gives his own opinion. When the malaika said, we don't know, and they ask forgiveness from Allah Ta'ala, then where do we stand? The malaika who are in the presence of Allah, who witness the workings and doings of Allah Ta'ala, they said, we don't know. So then where do we stand? And we want to give our views. We have to submit to the will and the command of Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala. That is, وَالرَّاسِخُونَ فِي الْعِلْمِ يَقُولُونَ آمَنَّا بِهِ كُلُّ مِنْ عِنْدِ رَبِّنَا. Those who have drunk deep in the knowledge, they also say that we don't know. You know, O our Allah. So we also in all matters must not give our opinions. And we must not say what I think. It is what Allah Ta'ala has decreed. And the fortunate is that person who submits totally to the will of Allah. Amanna wa saddaqna. We believe and we testify to what Allah has decreed for us. And we accept that wholeheartedly. That is what is called a abd, a slave of Allah Ta'ala. We want to be ruling over Allah. We want to question the workings of Allah. We want to question the authority of Allah Ta'ala. This is the height of our destruction. We must submit totally to Allah Ta'ala in all matters and see what are the commandments of Allah Ta'ala, and we follow those commandments. May Allah give us tawfiq. Great, great lessons are written from these ayat. Inshallah, we will try and speak about them as we go along.